Well, five draft picks over the weekend. The New Orleans Saints wind up picking up. And, of course, moving back in that third round, getting that extra pick when we talk about what they were able to do with the trade for Chris Ivory. Got everybody excited picking up John Jenkins. And then Mickey Loomis and his staff announced at the end of the weekend 13 undrafted rookie free agents have agreed to term. We are joined now by Executive Vice President and General Manager of the New Orleans Saints, Mickey Loomis. Well, Mickey, we heard you Saturday at length talk about the draft class. Now you and your scouting department, this is like you said, it's kind of like that college recruiting process where you go in, you're very active. Your thoughts on these undrafted rookie free agents that you've signed, and this part in this phase of this ball club has been very important since you and Sean Payton have been together.
Yeah, look, we've had good luck, and that's a credit to primarily our area scouts and our coaches who do a great job of recruiting on the phone and then coaching and developing some of these young guys. And look, we've hit on some of them, and hopefully we'll have a few guys in this class that we do that with as well. And I'll mention a couple guys here. Ryan Griffith, the quarterback from Tulane, who we've kind of had our eye on this whole time. Look, he's a smart, accurate thrower. He played for CJ over there, and they run – they run a lot of the same stuff, so he's going to come in, ahead of the game, so to speak. And the corner from Georgia Tech, Red Sweeting, is he's 5'11", almost 6 foot tall. He runs 4.37, and so he's got size, speed, and good character. So we're excited that we got him. Kevin Reddick, who's a linebacker from North Carolina, who was a four-year starter, his outstanding character, football smart. He had 18 and a half tackles for losses and 7 sacks this last season, so he's been a productive college player. Eric Martin, who's a Sam linebacker from Nebraska, who was a productive player, runs well, strong upper body. He's tough. He's a tough player, and then finally, Chase Thomas from Stanford, who's smart, tough, competitive player, very productive. 9 forced fumbles in his career there at Stanford, and look, we were real excited to get him.
Now, Mickey, looking at all these different draft books and how they break down the players. I wanted your take on this. I was reading about Kenny Vaccaro, and I was saying, whoa, if he turns out like this individual, then that'd be a great find in the middle of the first round. And the comparison was that Vaccaro could be compared to former Longhorn and current Seattle Seahawks Pro Bowl free safety Earl Thomas, and they were particularly looking at his man coverage skills. And, boy, if he turns out to be Earl Thomas, you have to say that's a big home run.
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of guys that you could compare him to. I think this, Bobby. This is a kid that's got great feet. He's very quick. He's got the feet and quickness of a corner, and yet he hits like a linebacker. And so he's got an edge to him. He's a physical safety, and look, he did a lot of the nickel work. At Texas, I think if you watched him play against Tavon Austin, who we all know about his skill set, he did a pretty good job on a guy that was much faster and quicker than really he was. And so he's got great football IQ, and so we're excited to have him in our program. And look, there's a lot of things that he can do for us initially, including playing some nickel, and so. Okay, that's a good get for us, and we're excited about him.
So, Mickey, there could be, not by theory, but I think I could see Coach Rob Ryan utilizing him this way, that all of a sudden you have Kenny Vaccaro, Roman Harper, and Malcolm Jenkins all on the field at the same time, and the flexibility, like you were saying, with Vaccaro, but also with Malcolm Jenkins, considered he played a nickel corner his rookie year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And listen, before the draft, when we were talking about different scenarios, one of the scenarios was that Malcolm could move down into the nickel position, because he's done that before and he does have good cover skills. And I think one of the great strengths that Rob has as a defensive coordinator is being able to recognize what guys do well and then taking advantage of that. No different than that being one of Sean's great strengths, is being able to recognize the talents of players and putting them in a position to use those talents and not asking them to do things that they're not a skilled at.
Now, with Saints Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis, the Black and Gold get their rookies in the fold. There'll be a rookie mini camp coming up in a couple of weeks. Mickey, now as you look around, everybody's, it's almost like once one thing ends, it's never stopped, ceased to exist as far as the work and moving forward. You already see about these different drafts and pointing toward 2014. Take us through what the scouts do now. You've already looked at one crop, 2013. What do the scouts do now? Is it always actively looking to try and add to this roster and then move toward next year? What is their focus now?
Well, they get a little break here for a while, and then they're going to start putting together their lists for next season and doing some groundwork, background work, some film work on some of these guys that are going to be part of the senior class this next year. We'll bring them in here a number of times during this off season. We'll go back and we'll self scout, if you will, our own system and the way that we looked at players, and we'll go back a draft or two and review how we did, how those players have done, how we had them graded, whether they're ours or somebody else's, and look, try to come up with things that can make our evaluation process better. So that's the focus of the personnel department, for the next month or two.
Now, Mickey, looking at a big guy like John Jenkins and the nose tackle, and what you'd be asking him to do, is it a situation where obviously you got to control his weight, where he could fluctuate from 340 to 360, but isn't it a situation that if you look at his endurance and what could come about, because when he was fresh, I mean, he was hell. I mean, he was hell on wheels, but could it be a situation that if he could just be unbelievably productive, a 30-play type of guy, and that, the theory that he's best when he's fresh, that being that run stuff and nose tackle and have an impact immediately just because you could have that big impact occupying blockers and stuff in the run?
Yeah, look, Bobby, I think you got that exactly right. Look, this is a massive player. He's big, and yet he's pretty quick for a big man. He's been disruptive in games when you watch him, and he loves football. Look, all the reports, everything that we know about him is that he's a hard worker in the weight room and at practice, and he's a great teammate. So there's a lot of real positive qualities with this kid, which is really the reason why, look, we wanted to go up and make a trade and try to get him. He's a perfect fit for us at nose tackle, and I think at this point, and look, we haven't even had him in here yet, but at this point I would say, hey, look, he's a perfect first and second down player for us with a lot of upside. And so, we'll see if he can fulfill that. And look, any of these big guys, weight can be an issue. And so that's not any different. I can't tell you that it's going to be an issue for him or it's not. But when you look at a guy that's, 340 pounds and with the kind of restaurants and food that's available in New Orleans, look, weight's a problem for me. So you can imagine how it's going to be for him. But we'll stay on top of that. Like I said, what's good about Jonathan is that he's a hard worker, and he loves football. He wants to be a good player. And so he's going to manage that, and we'll give him all the help that we can.
Mickey, you state all the time that you and your staff are always looking to get better each and every day. With that said, up to this point with the draft, your undrafted rookie free agents were on the cusp of a rookie minicamp. Your thoughts on what you and your entire staff have been able to do, and do you feel like you've helped this team get better up to this point?
Yeah, well, look, it would be a surprise if I said something different than yes to that question. I do think, and I genuinely believe that we've made some strides. We've got better. Look, the day Sean walked into the building, we got better. So, let's just start with that. But you know, beyond that, we've been able to add some elements. We've been able to retain some players. Look, we lost a couple guys that you know, in a perfect world we wouldn't. But we also had some challenges, you know, relative to the salary cap, and I think we've made the most of that. I know this. We're all real excited about the roster that we have right now. We're excited to see how it shakes out in terms of the new defense and where players fit. And yet we've also got our eye on, you know, players that are out there available, guys that might get cut, guys that might be possible trades. So, you know, we'll see how that shakes out.
Now, Mickey, going back to the offensive side of looking at what Teron Armstead, Arkansas Pine Bluff, fans are familiar. That's where Willie Rolfe's from, even though he played at Louisiana Tech. But when you look at Armstead and the upside and the potential is just unbelievable that, you know, where he's at and what he potentially could accomplish. Would you say that he's a better prospect now coming out of college than, let's say, what y'all had Jermaine Bushrod when he came out of Towson? So if he can be another Jermaine Bushrod, that'd be a big win right there.
Well, I probably hesitate to compare him to any, you know, player that's been with us recently. I think this, you know, you have to look beyond these remarkable combine numbers that he had. I mean, obviously running 4.64, 4.66, whatever the time exactly was, is extraordinary. You know, I think that's, at least as far as I know, that's the best in history for anybody.
Yep.
That big, either offensively or defensively. And so, and then some of the drill work and some of the things that he did with the shuttles, you know, it's just remarkable numbers. But you have to look beyond that. And if, when you watch him play, he dominated his level of competition. And so then the next question becomes, well, how is he going to react when he's playing against better players? And look, we got a little taste of that. We saw a little bit of that at East-West games and practices. And look, he did very well against that competition. And then he got called in late to the Senior Bowl and thought he did well there. So, you know, he's answered those questions so far. We'll see when he gets to us how long it's going to take to develop. But I wouldn't rule him out as a candidate to be our starting left tackle this season. I mean, it's a competition, and we've got Charles Brown, and we've got Jason Smith, and we've got Teron there, and somebody is going to emerge as taking that job. And so I wouldn't rule any of them out, and I think this kid is a very good prospect. He's got long arms. He's got great athletic ability. He's smart. He's been a successful player. He's a good athlete because I think he was 14th or 15th in the nation in the shot put. So I'm anxious to see him when he comes in and gets to work.
Executive Vice President, General Manager of the New Orleans Saints, Mickey Loomis. Mickey, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Bobby, Nick, good talking to you.
All right,
okay, Mickey. Thank you very much.